Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. A different kind of show today, ladies and gentlemen, if I'm still allowed to use the words ladies and gentlemen instead of listing every one of the 20 plus, 30 plus, 40 plus, I don't even know how many anymore, can't keep track, different kinds of pronouns and nouns and whatever's to use. But anyway, I'm going through some news, and yes, the news is depressing, but we're actually going to have some fun. At least, I think it will be fun. Whether it's fun for you, we'll see. Of course, there are different ways to respond to the heaviness and utter horror of all that is going on around us, especially in these past few months, and, of course, to a wider degree, these past 2 years with the pandemic, the shutdowns, everything. One way to respond, naturally, is prayer. Another way is to take a stand and speak out and refuse to compromise. Okay, those are the two most important ways. I shared them first because today, I'm not going to do those things. Actually, I'm just kidding. What I mean is that today I am responding a different way on the show, a way that still includes speaking out, actually, but sometimes in life, finding the humor underneath the painful irony can also be an important coping mechanism, helping us to go on, helping us to not feel so much stress. Stress can be so related to how we're doing physically. It can be so related to our health. The less stress, the better. So yes, believe it or not, while this will still be an all-news commentary show, it will also be, hopefully, a somewhat lighthearted show. First, current news, just a tad bit, just a microscopic amount. That's all we can stand of the news right now, correct? Then, a few brief spotlights of news from the past few years, mostly last year, but some back a little farther to see how it compares to the times we are living in today. Today, of course, is the age of social media. I'm not on all of them. I'm mostly on Facebook, Twitter once in a blue moon, but mostly I interact on Facebook. Many of my news commentary on the radio I first post on Facebook, and likewise, after I've completed the radio show, I'll go ahead and put a link of that back on my Facebook page, which means I get responses to my points both before they go on the air and then after they've already gone on the air. If that sounds confusing, never mind, just move on. I was merely pointing out that it makes for some fun interaction, makes for an interesting life. Now, if you are also on Facebook, you know this. You know that one of its features is to send what they call memories of previous posts. Sometimes your own words from exactly a year ago today, or 2 years ago today, or 3 years ago today, goes on and on. I appreciate that about Facebook. Yes, you heard me correctly. I actually said something good about Facebook. I do appreciate that particular feature. It's fun to look back at something I once wrote, and I know then that I probably said it over the air too, and I go, hey, that wasn't bad. I forgot what a witty, clever guy I can be. Yes, an exercise in humility, to be sure. But it's also important to have that continuity to the past. Things predicted, news compared with the prediction. Because human behavior is extremely predictable, especially when it's involved with politics. Anyway, let's start in the present. Varying commentary on the southern border situation with your old pal Bob. I have just two quotations. The first from DHS Secretary Mayorkas. The second, Biff of Back to the Future fame. You remember Biff. We'll start with Secretary Mayorkas. Our borders are not open. Hello, hello, anybody home? Think, McFly, think. Well, no matter. Let's be fair. After all, you can't judge an administration simply by the southern border. There's a whole world out there affected by President Biden. For example, chew on this tasty morsel of headline. Biden's State Department condemns a recent North Korea missile test. That was a close one. Nothing to be concerned about here. Oh, North Korea must be shaking. No nation in their right mind would dare risk the wrath of President Biden. Why, it would be like facing off with a reincarnation of George S. Patton. Okay, from there, I'm going to segue to Facebook in the past. This time, 2 years ago, I was also talking about Joe Biden. He was running for president. They hadn't stolen him into office yet. He was merely a candidate and still a candidate within his own party, running for the party's nomination, getting into debates with other Democrat socialists. I'll read what I said about that and then keep on with other blasts from the past, varying subjects and varying amounts of time gone by again, mostly a year ago, some longer. Okay. September 2019. I wouldn't worry much about Biden's shady deal with the Ukraine. He probably remembers it as a deal he made with King George of England. 2020. Joe Biden. Do I look like a socialist? No, Joe, you don't look like a socialist. You don't look like a man who ever had an honest, consistent conviction about anything aside from a desire to be president. What you look like is a puppet who will do anything and say anything that the puppeteers pulling your strings command. As for what they look like, well, it doesn't matter what they look like. What matters is what they shamelessly call themselves, socialists. Yes, that was a year ago. That's what I said a year ago. You'll remember that they floated and paraded him around as a moderate. How do you like it? Has he ruled as a moderate? If you think the Biden administration since then has proven me wrong, I have some beachfront property to sell you in beautiful Gila Bend, Arizona. September 2015. We're going back a while. DOJ warns of possible criminal prosecution to those who criticize Islam on social media. Will they also prosecute Muslims who preach death to Israel and death to Jews? September 2018, regarding the Kavanaugh hearings, the Kavanaugh accusations, the same people who think all women should be believed also think one can be a woman in a man's body. So maybe Kavanaugh is really a woman and he should be automatically believed. Now, a little more recent, back now to September of 2020, only a year ago, here's something interesting. This time, Facebook gave me a reminder of something I had said about Facebook. Again, these resurrected comments from the past are what I like about Facebook, and they are fast becoming the only thing left that I like about Facebook. A year ago, at this time, Facebook changed its graphics, its look, its layout. Some liked it. Some couldn't stand it. I said in a post, if only instead of updating its look, Facebook had updated its fact checkers. All right, now, even closer to the present, only a couple of weeks ago, I decided to have some fun with Facebook. I wrote the following post. Should you take the vaccine for COVID-19? That question was immediately followed by, relax, I never told anyone not to take the vaccine, just testing to see if one of those thoughtful, official Facebook messages about where to find correct information pops up under my post. That's what I said, folks. You know what I'm talking about. With any discussion on Facebook of the vaccine, a little tag of sorts appears right underneath your post. It says, visit COVID-19 Information Center for vaccine resources. And then that's followed by a link. Get vaccine info. Now, what followed later that day was stellar. I checked back later to look at my post. I did not see that tag immediately. Short time later, check again. Still don't see it. But not much time went by that morning before finally discovering the tag just as expected. There it was, However, by that time, there were also comments from several Facebook friends. So I'm looking at this piece of page. I see my post. I see Facebook's correction tag. I also see a comment from a Facebook friend named Tim, familiar to many of you as he often calls the show. Tim says, "Nope, no Facebook message." I write, "Really? Because I just now returned to Facebook on my iPhone and I'm staring at it right now. Previously this morning when I checked, I did not see it." Now, to be fair to Tim, this was just a timing thing. As I just mentioned, the first time I went back to check, I didn't see it either. So I know Tim said this innocently enough, but I mention it now only because of the humor and irony. Here I am expecting Facebook's usual due diligence. There's a comment saying that this time I might be mistaken because there's no message from Facebook, and yet the message from Facebook is there on my screen, on my post, while I read the comment saying that it's not there. It was such a choice moment. I had a screenshot taken just to preserve it for posterity in case Facebook ever gets embarrassed by this and takes it down. This was really one of those picture is worth a thousand words moments, what we used to call Kodak moments. By the way, Tim did acknowledge that he finally saw it. Tim's a good guy. Patty on Facebook said, "Yes, it's there." So did many others. "It's all still there on my Facebook page. Go take a look." Yes, sir, my friends, all we have to do is ask a question with those two lightning-charged words about the vaccine, and the arrogant thought police fact-checkers are right there to help us. Their willingness to jump in and lend a hand when we haven't asked for any of their help taps into reservoirs of emotion. For many people, this is something deeply moving. So moving, it's moving people to other alternative social media. For myself, I'll stay with Facebook until or unless I get kicked off. What a great bunch of people they have there at Fascist Book. I mean, Facebook. Well, that's the news for today, the past, the present, the fact checked. This is Bob Siegel, hoping that maybe, just maybe, perhaps, in our brief pilgrimage together, the obvious was made obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.